Sunday, 4/12/26. This is just a teaching. The title is Kingdom Concepts. The title is Fishers of Men. The Lord started out here by saying this to me. There is a reason I chose fishermen. They were professionals at catching fish. They knew to catch them, they had to go where they were. They already had the concept down so I could impart to them the ways of the kingdom. Okay, concept number one, Jesus selected his disciples. Disciples are students of the Word of God. They heard him preaching and teaching the ways of the kingdom. When they were ready, he sent them out to do the same thing he did. The lifeblood of the kingdom is to fish for men. That's what Jesus laid down, was the Great Commission. Jesus asked his disciples to pray this way, talking about the Lord's Prayer. And I explained that because that was what Jesus, through his death, burial, and resurrection, was about to usher in. Okay? This prayer was for them to pray because Jesus was headed to the cross so that the kingdom could come. He is the kingdom. He's the king. The kingdom comes to every believer at the new birth. Jesus taught everywhere he was sent by the kingdom of God. Most of it was through parables when he taught. You know, maxims that people, some understood and some didn't. Part of kingdom operation is healing of the sick and the casting out of demons. That's the kingdom. Jesus said, the kingdom of God. You know, they got the demon come out. The kingdom of God has come near you. The kingdom operated out of Jesus. And then at the new birth, it operates out of us. We're not waiting for a kingdom to come. It already came 2,000 years ago. Oh, no, but you know, no. Let's quit being silly. If you really believe that, then you'd be one in the lost, wouldn't you? This is Matthew 12. Starting with verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. The kingdom's within. It's not pie in the sky. It's not going to ever be pie in the sky. You can wait till your suitcases fall apart from the weight of you sitting on it. Okay, let's keep going here. Matthew 13. Oh, win friends and influence people. 13. The Lord's been blowing my mind with this revelation. If you read, just read through the Gospels, there's the kingdom in operation. Okay. Verse 1, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, great multitudes were gathered together unto him so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. These are coming from heaven, the mysteries of the kingdom. But to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Think about this. Every time the Holy Spirit speaks to you to go do something, you are exercising the kingdom of God in your realm. We ain't waiting for some whatever to come. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Just think about this right now. In the garden, Satan tricked the woman. She ate the forbidden fruit. They lost the kingdom. Jesus came, the seed of the woman, and brought back the kingdom. Where did I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and do hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them? Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower? When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. And he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. In other words, they have the word, but it gets stolen from them. The word of the kingdom. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Why should we wish for the days of Adam? Adam's already come, the second Adam. Why should we be longing for that? Right here he just said, if you receive the seed into good ground, you'll have it. In another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. See, it's unrealized because the tares are rampant. People have not perceived the kingdom has already come. They're praying the Lord's Prayer. We want it to come. We want you to come. You haven't come. Why haven't you come? He already come. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. All the parables of Jesus were about the kingdom. If the kingdom were something that's going to come, who knows when, why would he be talking about that? That's why people are sitting and not looking to the sky. When are you coming? When are you coming? I mean, the disciples, he hadn't even got ascended yet, and they're asking, when the end going to come? He said, it's not for you to know the time right now. They were focused on that. He said, go take the gospel. Nothing's changed. Okay, 31. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And another parable spake unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spake unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. These are God's secrets revealed, the kingdom. And if God wanted a literal kingdom to come, he wouldn't have moved out of the box. But by the kingdom of God inside of you, the whole world will line up. Just like it would have in the garden had they never sinned, it would have stayed just like God had made it. Okay. Let's keep going here. Even the family of Jesus did not understand at this time. Here we see the reference to mystery. Right here, mysteries, to shut the mouth, a secret or mystery, through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. In other words, unless you get it, you can't tap into it. That's why people, especially faith people, get real bent out of shape, because they don't get it. It's not about doing fleshly works and making confessions and doing all these things. It's about hearing from the Spirit and speaking what the Spirit says, say, or say the Spirit doing what the Spirit says, saying, the Spirit saying to the person what they need to do and them doing it. Then the kingdom of God manifests. The kingdom is inside of you. That's what Jesus said. Cast out a demon. The kingdom of God has come nigh you. All the power in heaven and earth is in us. Okay, mysteries. I just read that. The mystery that comes inside of you when you're born again. Right here, Jesus said this. This is Luke. Just read the Gospels. That's what it's about. Jesus taught the kingdom of God. The mysteries that have been sealed from the foundation of the world. That's what he taught. Luke 17. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Then why is everybody looking? Physically looking. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Well, you know, Israel hadn't built their temple yet. Their temple. If the truth be known, this is what I personally believe, that dome of the rock over there, I believe that Solomon's temple, all you see is the top of it, it's been buried underground. But regardless, that's not the temple. That's not the gauge. That's not what we're to look to. Okay, let's keep going here. Most would probably, if asked this question, when will the kingdom come, they would say that it will come when Jesus comes again. It came when Jesus said it is finished and he died on the cross. Jesus tried to tell this to the religious leaders of his day, and they didn't understand it either. This is John chapter 3. Oh, Nick at night. He didn't want any of his brothers to see him, so come at night, snuck around. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Yeah, the kingdom of God's working in him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Just get a hold of that. That's how the kingdom comes. Born again. Born of God. A whole kingdom of God is inside of every born again believer. They just don't know it. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Thinking like most Christians, in the flesh. Well, if I don't see it, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that's not heaven. That's this mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what it is. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst tell whence it cometh. We all want a sign, don't we? We all want a temple to be built. Oh, yeah, that's it. He's coming. He's coming. When a madman steps up in the temple and declares himself God, ah, that's it, that's it, that's it. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? If they were reading the spirit of the old covenant, they would have got it. No, it's letter of the law. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you of earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? It's interchangeable, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Saved from what? The devil. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The church is so fleshly minded concerning these things, are looking for physical evidence, but there will not be any given. Jesus said, if he says, lo, here, Christ, he's over here, don't go over there. There'd be many false Christs come, say, I'm him. Don't go over there. That ain't me. Okay. Let's see where I just left off. Okay. Right here, this is the keys of the kingdom, Matthew 16, part of kingdom operations. Right here, the Pharisees are taunting him to, well, let me just read it because I want it to get on the record to be in context. The Pharisees, verse 1, also with the Sadducees, came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven, you know, to prove who he was. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it is fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to take to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. They reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, how many baskets you took up. See, if you could tap into the kingdom, you will never lack for anything. How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, other Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Keys of the kingdom. Jesus' whole time here was teaching us about the kingdom of God so that when he returned to the Father, he would send the Comforter who would lead us and guide us into all truth. It would consummate the deal. He's here to help us to execute the kingdom operations here on the earth. Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. That's when the power came. He taught them right here, I think it's Acts. Well, let me look at Luke just a minute. Luke 24. This is 24:44. Okay. He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. And he said unto them that thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you're witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. So that's the purpose of the Holy Ghost, power from on high, to operate like Jesus operated. God has hired us to work in his vineyard. Whether you step up to the plate or not is entirely up to the individual. This is Matthew 20. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto him, why stand ye here all day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. When they had received it, they murmured against the good men of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. So we're supposed to be working in his vineyard. Isn't that taking the gospel? Each born-again believer has work to do in God's vineyard. It is the obligation of every believer to find out what God wants them to do. And of course, some are going to work longer than others. That just stands to reason over the test of time. Just like I was talking about in the last teaching about the woman that was concerned about the Muslim problem in Texas. I'm thinking, Lord, if we'd have done our job, we wouldn't have a Muslim problem in Texas. We'd have a Jesus problem, a good problem. God will hold us accountable here. 1 Peter chapter 4. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first begin at us, what shall be the end, or shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Yeah. If you are pointing your fingers at our leaders, pray for them instead and make sure that you show up every day to work in God's vineyard. praying for our leaders the way the Lord has told us to cover them in prayer as they do their job. Now, a few more scriptures will be done. This is Matthew chapter 5. Verse 13 there, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Church dominion. In Revelation 19 and 20, I won't read it all, but we're going to do just a little summary right here. Most people take this literal, this book literal. I tell you, it is not. It's spiritual. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. In chapter 19 and in verse 20, right over here, it shows Jesus. It says, I saw heaven open, verse 11, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Well, you know, I was reading that. I was thinking about that. We're seated with him in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, right? Are we not? Are we his army? Yeah, we are. Some people say this is a heavenly army. Others say it's people that have died, gone before them. But if our dwelling place is being seated with him in heavenly places, then you know what? Wherever he goes, we go. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These are scriptures that say that. I might have written some of them down back here. Let me look. Let's just go there as a refresher for whoever may be listening to this tape. This is Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 3:10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Where are we operating? Heavenly places. Great Commission is our focus. Us and Jesus are on a team. Wherever he goes, we go. This is Revelation chapter 14. After the sealing in chapter 7, we see now in 14, verse 1, And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not filled defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. That's believers. The byproducts of the kingdom. Mark 16. We should not be surprised when signs and wonders show up. I think it all has to do with believing. Right here, this is Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. They drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Signs following. Bingo. Who has the power to bind and loose? I was looking at Revelation chapter 20 when the angel has the chain, he binds the devil. I'm thinking, when we finally get Satan under our feet as a church, as the body of Christ, is that when he'll be bound? No, again, we're waiting on God from heaven to do something. Well, he's given his church authority. All authority has been given to you, heaven and earth. Go ye, therefore. See how we've looked at this book like it's comic book heroes? But it's not. It's the kingdom of God. Oh. The gauge to success is how many are you running? But how many are coming to Jesus? There should be our gauge of success. Are we doing our job? He said, go and make disciples, not go love them and leave them, but to mentor them. Make sure they get rooted and grounded in the Word of God, if possible. That's by laying sound doctrine down, like I brought in the first teaching. So I've given you some things to consider today, because I think we've looked at it all as a physical thing when it is all a spiritual thing.